My name is Eleanor Masters. I live in Wheely Castle with my two small children and my husband. Now, mothers of small children are quite underrepresented in Parliament, and this means that the rights of working mothers and fathers, stay-at-home parents, and crucially our youngest citizens, can actually be quite overlooked in government, and I would seek to change this. As a mental health nurse, I help 12 to 17 year olds, and this gives me the heartbreaking privilege of seeing some of our most vulnerable and hurting young people in this community. I can see on a daily basis the devastating ways that we are failing children and adolescents in our society. I will never stop fighting against cuts to services and will never be silenced in speaking up for those whose voices are not otherwise heard. If elected, my heart, soul, and strength would be poured into advocating your rights and your needs and protecting both. I'm full of fiery passion for social justice, campaigning for equality and diversity, and ending corporate corruption and poverty within the UK, to crucially, right here in Northfield too. The Green Party is unrivalled in its drive to campaign for all of these, as well as being the only political party to truly understand that we live on a beautiful but finite planet. We must respect this. Learning about the green values was such a breath of fresh air for me. Moreover, while I've been tired of the unethical campaigns and untrustworthy motives seen across the board elsewhere in politics, I've been delighted time and again that the Green Party's commitment to honesty, transparency and truth. I truly believe, therefore, that only the Green Party has the political willpower, dedication and capacity to bring about change for positivity within this country. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Meg Howe-Chandler. I'd like to echo the thanks to the United Churches for holding this hustings at such short notice and giving us all the opportunity to come and speak to all of you. This is especially important in a week like we've had this week. We have the very nature of our democracy challenged, and there is nothing that fills me more with pride than living in a country that at the end of a week where such atrocities take place, four people that disagree probably on quite a few things, they're able to stand up and talk to the general public about their beliefs, and I think that does our country proud. The other thing that filled me with pride this week was watching the response of the emergency services, and it shows just the incredible work day in, day out that they do. I know this, my father was a policeman, my mother was a doctor, and the fact that we heard tales of off-duty police officers running to the scene and nurses just turning up at hospitals to see what they could do is the best of our humanity. It's only a shame that it did take such an act of atrocity to bring it out. The best action for our democracy is the vote that we're going to have on June the 8th. 11 days after June the 8th, the European Union has said that they would like to start Brexit negotiations. I don't think it would surprise you to hear me say that I think that Theresa May is the best person to go to those negotiations and fight for the best Brexit deal, not only for Britain, but for here in Northfield. And I think that this election does come down to a choice between who you want at that negotiation table. Do you want the strength of Theresa May or Jeremy Corbyn? But I also stand in front of you today with a local plan, because I think that this is a great constituency. There's a lot of opportunities here, and I want to increase them. I want to attract more business, more jobs, more opportunities for people to have well-paid work. So I'm sure we will discuss many other issues as this evening goes on. And thank you very much.
Very much. This week, as Meg said, has been overshadowed by those appalling events that took place on Monday in Manchester. It was an act of hate whose purpose was to divide, but it was one which has brought out the best in people, in Manchester and throughout the country, in the dignity, in the determination, and the unity they showed in their response to those events. They have demonstrated in practice the words of my friend, Joe Cox MP, who was herself murdered by the politics of hate, but who urged us always to remember that we have far more in common than that which divides us. Now, tonight is about the election, so I'd just like to turn to that. It's only 6 years ago since Parliament passed what's called the Fixed Term Parliaments Act. It was a piece of legislation designed to ensure that everybody would know the date of the next election well in advance, so the Prime Minister of the day couldn't call an election not when it's in the national interest, but when it seemed politically convenient to do so. It was repeated by Theresa May time after time when she assured us that stability meant that she would not call a snap election. And then she suddenly decided that being strong and stable meant doing precisely the opposite to that. To have you believe that hers is the only way and that you must give her an electoral blank cheque to pursue her way. Everything else, every local seat, including this one, is of secondary importance. Now, I have to tell you, I don't believe that. First, I don't believe it because I think the bond between MP and constituency is a cornerstone of our democracy. I think if you want to represent an area, it's not too much to ask to expect you to have a track record of commitment to that constituency in that area. And I do not believe the role of an MP is to parachute in from London to act as a glorified cheerleader for the Prime Minister. I rather think asking these difficult questions and holding government account. Now, I've done that, whoever is in Downing Street. I don't give any government a blank cheque. And you know, that achieves results. Even with Tory governments in power, I and my fellow Birmingham Labour MPs, in the past year, twice protected apprenticeships delivered by local colleges, first when they were threatened with funding cuts, and secondly when they were threatened by new government rules. It was our action that stopped cuts to West Midlands Police, bad though they have been, being even worse. But you know, with a change of government, we could all do so much more. Because there's nothing strong and stable in taking hot school meals away from children and penalising people needing long-term care for conditions like dementia.
Yay!
Have just got their values wrong. So I back a fairer corporate personal tax system so we can invest in schools and hospitals and social care and in police to keep our streets safe. So that we can stop students leaving college staff.